Everybody. So I just want to take a quick minute and thank y'all. The pastors, we got together, and I guess that's the idea, pastors appreciation thing. But I can tell you, y'all were over the top with blessing us, and really how y'all touched my heart so much. I just wanted to just quickly, you touched my family, right? I mean, you really touched my family. Like, they completely understood going into this pastor thing. Like, you know, life would look a little different. And, you know, we talked a lot about how this would affect our family and we would be doing this together. But, you know, that was a real family moment, kind of a quiet thing just in our house. But then for y'all to recognize that and call that out just in my family and the notes and the cards and the gifts, it was super special. Like, it was super special to us. It was really neat. Honestly, that afternoon, I couldn't hardly even read them, actually, just the notes. Jen read them to me, just because it just touched us, and it was awesome. And that's just me, but I promise you, like, Pastor Allen, Mr. Hart, like, all of them, they had similar experiences through the week, and as we ran into to each other, I guess the past 4 or 5 days or so, just quick, you know, talks. We almost couldn't make it through without just saying how grateful we were for you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What do y'all think about the heart thing, huh? Okay. So we're going to keep going on this family thing. And I'm kind of excited about where this all could go. And many of us have been talking and thinking how long we should stay on this relationship and results things, which might be forever. But when it comes to family, you know, there's definitely still some topics we're going to cover with kids and raising kids and some of that. But I don't know, when we were planning and while Pastor Mohan was here, I really just felt like this was the right Sunday to kind of start this other topic as well in the family genre. So we're going to talk about marriage this morning, and we'll see how we go. So, you know, being a young guy, thinking about being married and all this stuff, you know, I had one part down that I knew, and you had to find a girl that was hot. Like, that was important. Like, finding a hot girl, that seemed like that, you know, like, if you're gonna, you know, make a manual, that's got to be, like, page one. Yeah. Yeah. So I got that covered, and then I thought, well, okay, then there's other stuff. And then I had no idea how much other stuff there was. Who knew communication was a thing? I didn't know. And then you had to, like, throw in some other, like, really tough stuff. Like, you have to clean up after yourself. Like, who? I didn't sign up for that. And then you'd have to do other things like serve and love. And you would go through hard things, and then you would go through fun things, and then, right, like, honestly, when I started thinking about, you know, Jen at the beginning, I had no idea that this friend would become my best friend, or what this would look like, or how would we change and grow and make mistakes and have to forgive each other and do all this stuff. So this morning, like, okay, I think it would just be incredibly awkward if I even begun to talk about our marriage without her. So is that okay, guys? So I'm going to ask her, would she join me? Okay, so this is going to be fun.
Good morning, everyone. So marriage, I love talking about relationships. I love talking about marriage and what that looks like. And so this morning, golly, Daniel already mentioned it, right? So we were each other's friends. when we got married. And then over the years, we have just become each other's best friends. And the number one, it's kind of weird, right? But it's the most simplest thing, really. The number one thing that taught me personally about marriage at the beginning were guinea pigs. Okay, so I've always loved animals. And if you don't know what a guinea pig is, they're little and small, and they squeak or they chirp, and they're just these tiny little fluffy fur balls, and I loved them. I loved these guinea pigs so much. And so we're dating, and he comes over to the house, and every time he comes over to the house, he holds my guinea pigs. And I'm like, I have found me a man that's like, hot, who loves my guinea pigs as much as I do. I mean, that is just, that's the Lord. And so he holds these guinea pigs every single time he comes over, right? You know, the way to some women's hearts is diamonds. The way to my heart is guinea pigs and dogs. So we get married, and then he helps me move these two little guinea pigs from Cabot, Arkansas to Wharton, Texas. And Wharton, Texas is this place that's like an hour south of Sugar Land, and it's a place. And so we drive 10 hours. My little guinea pigs, they sit in my lap for like the whole 10 hours. I'm driving, you know, one vehicle. He's driving like the moving van, and off we go. And so we get there, and we unload the guinea pigs into their new home. And so we've been married like a few weeks. It's just so great, right? And one night, I looked over at him, and I'm like, I am so happy that I found a man that loves guinea pigs as much as I do. And he looks at me, he goes, I don't like guinea pigs. And I'm like, what? What? They're so, like, one was black with white down the middle, and she would, like, just curl up right here and chew on my hair, but she was real cute. And then the other one, Princess was black and brown, and she would sit right here and purr like a kitten. You know, I'd lay on the couch, she would just purr. And I'm like, what? You don't like guinea pigs? And he said, Jen, no, like, you know, like, I'm a guy, like, I don't like guinea pigs. And I'm like, what? How could you not like guinea pigs? They're the greatest pets in the whole wide world. And he says, Jen, I love the girl who loves the guinea pigs. And I'm like, oh, it's not about, and it never was about the guinea pigs. It was about him learning to get into my own little world, right? My world that loved these fluffy little fat fur balls that they just poop and pee all over you. They really do. But I just thought that they were wonderful. And he gets into this world with me, and he cleans their cages, and he holds them, and he feeds them, and he fills up their water bottles, and he looks down at me as I'm holding them with just this look of adoration. But it had nothing to do with the guinea pigs at all. It had everything to do with this right here is important. Relationship is important. What are the many bridges that we can build to get right here?
Yeah, so I do love you. Okay, guinea pigs, they are rats without tails. Just saying, just so y'all know. Okay, sorry. Okay. Whew, all right. So Ephesians, so this is kind of cool, and it'll mess you up. So we're in Ephesians 5:25. Okay, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And man, okay, I've always had that picture in my head. You know, growing up being a pastor's kid, I probably more so had that, right? Because church always meant something really special to us, because with my dad, it was like everything, right? it was never not a part of our family. So what we're going to try to do is paint this picture, because how this was written, you know, when it says God gave himself up for the church and like that marriage in between, you know, the church being the bride and God being Christ, you know, that, like, I can see it in my mind because I know what that means, right? It's a description of this perfect love in between sacrifice and love and care and intentionality and time and doing that really, really well. Because over the years, this body, what I've seen is when our church is being the church, which we are most of the time, we're touching people, we're loving people, we're meeting needs, we're introducing people sometimes to the most basic stuff, and sometimes we're helping them in their hardest times, and sometimes we're, right, like it looks 1,000 different ways. But man, when I can just think about like God looking down and loving the church, like that makes sense to me. So going into marriage, I had that model in my mind, and I knew what that meant, because it wasn't just, you know, because these words mean different things without the Lord in your life, right? So it's not just about serving. It's not just about, right, like you can use a lot of the words, but it's serving with that relationship piece and what that looks like, right? So that's what we're going to try to tackle this morning a little bit. And so this is like our 10,000-foot view of marriage. And I'm going to sales pitch going forward some of the other topics that we're going to be doing, which I'm excited about, is how to argue well and how to communicate through hard things and what do you do about family. And, you know, like we're just going to dive into some of those like more kind of meat and potatoes stuff that comes up. But today, what we'd like to try to accomplish, where we're heading with this morning, is we want to show what this picture, what this verse means in context, right? That just as Christ loved his church, and that's the model us husbands are supposed to follow, and I think wives, it applies also. So, Jen, do you want to talk about, what does it look like, girl? Come on. Okay.
All right. So what does this look like? One of our, I want to say one of our values that we really value in marriage. There's a lot. Like, we could tackle a whole lot. But I think that one of the top ones, one of the keys that has really just time and time again over the years that has drawn us closer and drawn us closer to the Lord is serving. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes on serving and just kind of what that looks like, you know, in our family, how we do that. I marry this just real hot looking guy, the drummer. Did y'all see him drumming this morning? He was drumming this morning. Yes. I get to brag on him. So I marry the hot drummer at church, and we get the guinea pigs moved and we're settled. And you know, it's funny, when you get married, you think you know everything. You know nothing. So we get married and we're a few months in. And I like clean. Like, I like clean, clean, clean. And he lives vicariously through me. He likes that as well. But he would leave his stuff all over the floor. There you go, Pastor Harvey. And so I would walk in and I'd be like, "You've got to be kidding me." You know, "Fine, I'll pick it up again." You know, being the good wife, right? Which I would just like to free all of y'all's wives this morning, okay? Just a little thing I'd love to do real quick. Ladies, it has nothing to do about being a good wife. The moment that I got that in my head, it was so freeing. I was constantly, I need to be good. I need to be a good wife. I need to say the right thing. I need to be good, 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 good. The house needs to be clean, and the children need to be in a good mood when my husband comes home, and I need to have food on the table. I need it. And it became a burden. It wasn't a joy. It became a burden. And it's not all about being good. Sometimes I make some really bad meals. Sometimes I'm not in the greatest mood. It's not about good, 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 good. It's about connecting with the Father, constantly going back to the relationships and, you know, the slide that was up there before, that relationship and results, relationship and results. If I kept focusing on being good, then that wasn't going to do me any good at all, right? So here I am, we're a few months in, and golly, you know, I'm picking up clothes, and one day I was just a grouch. I was just so grumpy about it, like, you know. And I go to pick up the clothes, and as I'm picking them up, it just hit me. I'm like, you know what? I love him. I love him so much. And it's not about the clothes. And it's not about, it's about this right here. I want to serve my husband. I want to learn to joyfully serve my husband. Okay, what does it look like? You know what? So next time that I am picking something up, right? Instead of like inside, right? I'm gonna go, you know what? Next time I'm gonna try just to smile first. Like I'm just want to joyfully do this. And so the next time around, I went and I'm like, that wasn't bad. And then the next go around, and it was all those little things, right? And it wasn't chewing him out or why don't you do this or why can't. No, it wasn't any of that. It was, oh my gosh, I really, really love doing this. And it's crazy because over the years, you know, we really enjoy serving each other. The man has moved rocks for me 18 out of 20 years that we've been married. And when we got the fire pit last week, I'm like jumping up and down, really close to crying. I've always wanted this fire pit. And I'm like, honey, we have a fire pit. We can move rocks. And he's like, can't wait. And so we're about to move rocks together to make this fire pit that I'm really excited about. You guys should see him. He serves day in and day out. And it's like he's taught me that, and we've taught each other that. And it's become not about the stuff that we do, but about the relationship with the Holy Spirit, the relationship that happens when we're like rubbing shoulders, you know, like we love serving at church and just rubbing shoulders with each other, even if it's for a minute. And we're like, we're doing this together. This is so much fun. And serving at home, it's mind-blowing, you guys, what happens on the inside when that happens.
So, you know, this is really fun. You know, whenever the Lord does something, and I'll just say, you know, marriage, like, what a trip. So, day one, what we're saying is, I accept her 100% as she is today, you know? And she accepted me. So my flaws, my dirty clothes on the floor, like, I mean, that's what you're saying, like, that day one. But you know the part that I didn't quite understand, honestly, when we got married was, I'm also accepting something else. And what I was accepting was, she's going to grow and change as she's pursuing the Lord. And I am too. And our relationship has changed over the years because we've got this thing going on, right? So kind of at the foundation of our relationship, real intentionally, even though we didn't know a whole lot of things, it was we were going to honor the Lord together, and that was like number one. But also, both of us independently are seeking him, okay? So, I accepted everything about her that day, and then I also am accepting everything as she grows as a person. And what we figured out was, she trusts me in a real way to pursue the King. She really does. And in every once in a while, she's the perfect person to, when I say something out loud that doesn't align with where we're going, right? That doesn't sound like Jesus, that doesn't sound like, you know, seed digging plug. If it sounds like something that shouldn't be there, right, it's a lie that I believe or I'm not seeing myself the way that God sees me, then she's the perfect person to very gently and tell me, God, I don't know if that sounds like the Lord. And that's it. We don't argue or get in a debate about, because she knows me the best out of everyone in the world. And then I have that right in her life too. But I don't have to, and I hope I'm painting this picture okay, like I don't have to check up on it. I don't have to, right, like, because I 100% trust the faith inside of her, and she trusts the faith inside of me. And sometimes we go through hard things, right? Jen, one day I'm sure she'll tell her story. Like she's gone through some really, really tough stuff. And honestly, for a few years, we had to go through some really hard things. But the entire time, I trusted the Lord was bigger. And as long as she keeps looking at him, I'm good, you know? So this relationships and results thing, do you know how we learn to serve each other, how we learn to love each other, how we learn to grow closer together? We looked at our results. When we argue, right, and we're going to get into the mechanics of, because we actually plan and talk about how we argue, believe it or not. We have a strategy for it. We have an understanding. We have ground rules, and we really do. You know why? Because our relationship, we've already pre-decided, is more important than the argument. You know? We're going to talk about a lot of these things. I just want to just paint just the picture real quick this morning. When you're looking at your relationship and your results in the marriage context, you know, right? Do you walk into the room and there's those fruit of the spirit things, even after an argument, or 2 days after, or 3 days, or a month, or a year? You know, I mean, you know. You know, my best part of my day, honestly, I love my kids, but really, once the kids get to go to bed and we get to spend a few minutes together, that's the best part of my day, even if it is just being beside each other while we're reading a book or something, right? Like, her presence is that valuable to me. And it's a really cool picture how God designed this, because his presence is that also that valuable to me, you know? And you know you've got it right when you've got that going. And anything that gets in the way of that, me and Jen, we just decided together that we're going to go after it together. Whatever it is, whatever circumstance it is, money, sickness, death, right? Like, all of those really hard things in life, and those things that are annoying, flat tires at inconvenient times, getting woken up in the middle of the night for a guinea pig. I did not know that was a possibility, by the way. Right, like, I mean, all this stuff that you go through, like, the King is everything, and he is our Father. And that relationship and looking at your results thing in marriage, I promise you, no matter where you're starting from or what your past looks like. Can I tell y'all, I have seen some amazing miracles in this church. Like, okay, seed digging. There's a crazy thing that happens. Whenever God goes in with you and you, I think the number one thing that most people face, right? I bet percentage-wise, I'm guessing, I think, here, judging yourself, right? Usually, for a lot of people, now that's not the only thing, my goodness, but it's got to be in the top five anyway. Judging yourself, even when something horrible happens, It's wild that as kids, oftentimes, we walk away from those situations, trauma, abuse, all kinds of stuff, that outside something changed inside, right? Well, 20 years later, what an adult struggles with usually is that self-judgment thing. And I have seen God do this because my friends go here, and my friends have been through all kinds of stuff. God goes into that spot, and it's amazing, the healing. Like, God goes in, and what happens is God walks you through, and you usually decide, hopefully, that's what we're rooting for, that you would forgive yourself and let Jesus speak to that moment. In the very second that that happens, I don't know exactly how this works, but that 20-year history of pain, you recognize that, like, that memory was painful, but all of that pain, it just kind of goes away. He can also do that with relationships, and we've seen it happen. So when you have two people that are pursuing the king, even if fighting cats like cats and dogs and yelling and screaming and all this stuff, the very instant you bring that part to the Lord, and there's some tools and there's some things to learn and techniques, but like when God heals, and he absolutely can heal a relationship, that happens also, which is pretty cool. And we've seen it happen here. Like, people that had had some pretty hard things happen in their marriage over a long period of time, and then the Lord came in, and both people started pursuing the king, and it was like God erased everything beforehand, and you'd never know in 1,000 years. It's pretty cool. So this morning, what we want to try to convey is the vision that I see when I think about a marriage where the Lord is inside of it, right? And I don't like talking about the negative very often, but let me just say this. Legally and so many different ways, our society has changed, in a sense, what the word marriage might mean. You know, it can be a contract. It can be a tax thing. It can be all kinds of stuff. Now, it's really interesting. It can be a citizenship. It can be, right? Like, the word has gone all over the place. But to me and Jen, when we use the word marriage, what we're thinking about is our relationship with each other, and we're thinking about our relationship with the Lord. And that marriage that happens, right? Ephesians is a real chapter, that 5, I think, is, you could spend a long time in that manual because it's all about marriage and relationships. But, you know, that thing that happens, it, two becoming one, it's powerful. It's amazing. It means something that was never created before was created. And I think that is a lot like what it looks like when the Lord jumps in our lives. Like, the closer I get with him, the closer I change, the closer I get to learn and grow. And guys, it doesn't mean there's not hard stuff and challenges and frustrations and all those things, right? Like, me and Jen, we've got all of it. And we've messed up and we've learned and we've grown. But the one thing that we did do right really strongly, even before we knew anything, was that I am going to passionately pursue the king. So that means my schedule, that means our money, that means our time. And the cool thing is, she's going to do the same thing. And then when we come together, we almost can't mess it up. You know, it's pretty neat what the Lord can do And, you know, we are talking about marriage, but I do want to say that it really is a great picture of what the Lord does in our hearts. It really does. So whether you're married, divorced, or wherever you're at, you're in a healthy marriage, you're in a marriage that you're thinking, I do know this, that anytime I have one of those moments, when I invite the Lord into it, it gets better every time. Now, I might have to adjust. I might have to look at my results. I might have to, right? I might have to repent. I might have to seed dig. I might have to, right? Like, it goes a lot of different directions. But the most important thing, really, that I want you guys to hear, even outside the marriage concept here, is if you've got that thing in your life, invite the Lord in. Like, I've always had this running picture in my head of the Lord kind of peeking over the edge of the clouds. Like, you know, because clouds and fluffy, and I think that would be comfortable. And I just always have had this picture, even since I was a kid, that, like, he's just looking over the edge of the clouds, and he's just waiting for that moment for us to look up. And he's there every time. He's like, here we go, I'm in. It's not a hammer. It's not a jumping down lightning bolt thing. It's he's so excited that he gets to spend time with his kids. And as I get older, and as we have gone through this marriage thing for like 20 years, I'm getting better, and we're getting faster at looking up. And it's pretty cool. So whether it's your first time to look up is this morning or your 10,000th time, that's what I want you guys to walk away with today is I'm pretty excited about diving into like some of these like marriage concepts that we're going to be doing off and on the next little bit. But how about we look up together this morning, okay? So can everyone stand? Awesome. Me and Jen were just, we talked briefly, it's been a packed weekend for us. We just felt like this is, we just wanted to pray for y'all, anybody that would, like, we'll hang out a little bit, and then, if we get overflow, we'll find somebody to help, but, we just wanted to offer that up this morning specifically. You know how most of the time a marriage starts in our country, right? You got to go to the courthouse, and it's like they charge you tax. I don't know. Like, you pay $50 or $100, you get a piece of paper, and you both sign it. And then legally in our state, what happens is somebody has to be authorized to sign that contract. And that's it. You're married. Right? I had no idea a $25 piece of paper could have the impact it has. So what I felt like the Lord saying real specifically was, whether you're married or not, or divorced, or wherever you're at, like, if you'll sign your name, God's going to sign his. Yeah, I really think. So, let's pray. We'll be released. And then if you guys would, if anybody wants prayer or just wants to make that first step or whatever step you're on, like, we'll be around for a little bit. And hey, guys, thank you once again, the pastors. You blessed the socks off of us with the appreciation stuff. Wednesday night, join us if you can. Family night's going to be going again. It's been awesome. We got problems. We're running out of room, running out of food. Our groups are too big. Like, it's okay. Yeah, if you want to see a little bit of chaos in Jesus, it's a good night to show up. Okay? So let's pray. So God, we just thank you that, gosh, in your wisdom, you did this incredible thing. You created us. You created family, and then you created marriage, and you showed us 1,000 times how much you love your kids. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you made this plan and we get to be a part of it. God, I just pray this morning, God, that you would speak to your kids, anybody that's hurting, anybody that doesn't fully experience everything you have for them in their relationships with their spouse, with you, with their kids, God. Just relationships, Lord. I just pray that you'll come in this morning and touch and talk and heal. Amen. Man, Grace, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a great Sunday.